With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The longtime curator of the Missoula Art Museum, Stephen Gluckert, has retired, and Brandon Reinches has taken over that role. The Montana native has been at the Montana Museum of Art and Culture at the University of Montana for the last 6 years. I talked to him about his new role as we toured the Montana Triennial exhibit currently up at the Missoula Art Museum.
I am an artist, I am a working artist, and I think that that really informs the curatorial practice too, and my approach and how I think about artists and their relationship to making and displaying. I also happen to know like almost every artist in the room on some level. A lot of those relationships extend and tend to be personal relationships as well as professional, so I think you just have to try to be diligent, back out of strange conflict of interest questions. You know, I worked at the Holter Museum of Art in Helena, the Montana Museum of Art and Culture, and I've never used those positions to promote my or my wife's artwork.
Tell me about your background. You were born in Montana, but you went away for a while?
Yeah, I was born in Bozeman. When my parents got divorced, I ended up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Grew up playing hockey right on the border of Canada. Then I went to school at the Art Institute of Chicago. And then when I got married, my wife is a ceramic artist, and she ended up getting a residency at the Archie Bray Foundation. And that's where, you know, some of this other work is from. Many of the ceramic artists in the exhibition have some connection to the Archie Bray. When we were there, Josh DeWeese, who did that large pot over there, he was the director, and it was a really great environment. We came not knowing a lot about Montana or Montana art, and quickly we realized that it's an incredibly supportive arts community and really a welcoming place to make art. And I quickly started working at the Historical Society with they have a wonderful collection of abstract expressionist material, which you wouldn't think at the Historical Society, but it's the Poindexter Collection of American Art. And I worked there initially and then started working at the Holter on a volunteer basis and then was hired and kind of got my start. And after 6 years of that, I thought, wow, if this is what I really want to do with my life and work with museums and interact with artists in this way, I better go back to school and make it official. So that's kind of how that happened. The position at the Montana Museum of Arts and Culture opened up, and I was very fortunate to work there until recently. Put in 6 wonderful years and really felt like I accomplished a lot and had a great time working there and working with their wonderful collection.
What does a curator do, and specifically what's the role of the curator in the Montana Art Museum?
It's really having relationships with contemporary artists and living artists and trying to figure out projects that both challenge and inspire and expand an audience. And so I think it's a really unique role, and that's part of the reason I'm really excited to be here. It's finding those projects that really resonate with people, but do something for the artists as well. I think the curator's role is very special and strange. They're not doing an artist a favor. The artists aren't doing them a favor. It's this kind of mutual relationship built on trust and respect. They let you into their studio to see work that's in the process of being made, and then you kind of realize a vision together, and you kind of figure out what that artist's particular vision or project can be, and you help them to realize that, but hopefully you're also challenging them a little bit too. You're not just allowing them to throw work at you. You're seeing what they're doing, you're finding out what the project requires, you're finding funding for it, and you're also kind of challenging them to come up with something that might surprise them as well.
What you're describing is very much about a relationship with the artist, but the curator also has a relationship with the patrons of the museum and the broader public, right?
Yes, figuring out work that helps brand the museum, but also challenges the audience as well. People want to kind of know what to expect when they walk into a space. They want to know that when they come to the Missoula Art Museum, it's going to be contemporary art, that it's going to be challenging art, it's going to be living artists mostly. But they also, I think, you have to subvert that expectation a little bit and surprise them so that it's not just the same boring things over and over again. You have to both give them what they expect to see and what they don't expect to see kind of in the same package. It's a strange mix. It's fun though, it's like solving puzzles. And I think that you mediate a lot between public expectations, artist expectations, and institutional expectations. So it's kind of this juggling act.
What do you think is going to stay the same, and what do you think is going to change as a result of you taking over as the curator?
Well, I think that they can still expect to see great contemporary art, mostly by regional artists. But one of the things that is in the strategic vision of the Missoula Art Museum is to become a really strong regional presence that has an excellent reputation. And I think that the whole institution is at that level of its development to be able to do that and to accomplish those things. And so that's one of the things I'd like to see. More collaboration, more interaction with institutions across the region, trying to figure out some larger curatorial projects as well. It's really easy to do a single show with a single artist, but it's very difficult to kind of have these themed exhibitions that involve multiple artists, like the Triennial. And I think the vision of having a Montana Triennial is a great one. And thinking about other projects that might have that impact on the region that we can kind of home grow here would be something that I'd like to pursue.
So if people wonder if you're going to have a radically different vision in terms of curating, it's not going to be a radical change.
Well, I think every new voice is kind of a radical change when somebody's been here for 24 years. It's not breaking from the work that Steve did. It's a continuation. I think that we're really lucky that we have Laura Millen, the director, and that she's continuing and she's responsible for spearheading the whole museum and that vision and that direction. And one of the reasons I was brought in at this time and at this moment in the museum's history are for the qualities that I offer or bring to the table. Yes, it will be different, necessarily so, but it's not a scorched earth campaign to get rid of everything Steve ever did. The Missoula Art Museum has an exhibition schedule that's kind of planned out for about a year and a half or so, and then at that time it opens up and we'll be kind of looking at what future projects might be. There's several that I bring to the table, but not every project is right for every institution at every time. You kind of have to wait and see what happens in the development of an artist and in the development of a project to see if it's going to fit with the current direction of a museum.
Is there anything that frustrates you about the Montana art scene?
It would be that there's so many great artists and the opportunities are limited in the state sometimes. You see other artists in other states get collected and have these great projects realized. And so that's really hard to see artists that you think are extremely deserving and not be able to make a living or receive the respect that they deserve or to have a project realized because there's a lack of funds. And that goes for institutions as well. It's that I watch institutions struggle so hard in this state, and it can be a little disheartening to see either a lot of staff changeover or a lack of resources or a change in leadership that really leaves these institutions exposed. Or to see an institution that has been extremely strong in the state falter through staff changeovers or something, you just think, oh, this is too bad. This is such a great space, and this is such a great team, and they've had such a great history. And so I think both for artists and for institutions, it's resources are pretty thin in the state. There's a lot of ambition throughout the state, and it would be great to see all those resources come to support those projects.
Brandon Reinches is the new curator at the Missoula Art Museum. The Montana Triennial is on exhibition there until September 4th. I'm Eric Whitney.